AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work. In traffic, so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
You can work from the road while turning your vehicle into a powerful high-speed data Wi-Fi hotspot with AT&T in-car Wi-Fi. On a network that covers more roads than any other carrier, connect up to 10 devices and stream conference calls, finish up that presentation, or answer last-minute emails. Go to att.com/in-car Wi-Fi to see if you're eligible for a free trial today. Based on independent third-party data, always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicle is in operation. Compatible device and vehicle required.
And it's Dream Chess Motherfucking Podcast.
Make some noise!
He's a legendary Queens rapper.
Hey, hey, Segre, this your boy N.O.R.E.
He's a Miami hip-hop pioneer.
What up, is DJ EFN.
Together, they drink it up with some of the biggest players.
You know what I mean?
In the most professional, unprofessional podcast. And your number one source for drunk facts.
It's Dream Chess Motherfucking Podcast.
Where every day is New Year's Eve.
It's time for Drink Champs. Drink up, motherfucker.
What it good be, hoping it's what it should be. This is your boy, N-O-R-E. And this is a very special episode of Drink Champs. Once again, it's a family episode. We're going to let the people introduce themselves, starting with the Haitian sensation.
Sonny B.T., the OG.
A.K.A. not Ace Improved.
Not approved. Duce, just fine. Duce, just fine. I Ross the Ross Kev, we in this, you know what I mean?
Right. He don't got a job. You know, he like Tommy from Good. From Martin.
From Martin.
Like,
that's you gotta, a fact. That's
yeah,
exactly,
you gotta tell tell people what you do, Rox.
Director. Excuse me, big director, Drink Champs, you know what I mean? We here.
Okay.
Hey, yo, it's your boy, Young Willie the G, 1/3 of Smoke Champs.
Uh-huh. Your boy, Smoke Champs, Booth. Mm-hmm. 2/3 of the Smoke Champs.
Let's go.
Right. You got Hass all the way over there.
Hass and Sam, you already know. Sound Assassin for the Drink Champs.
Boom. God damn.
Here it is. Sitting over here. Looking it up. My the favorite white boy.
Boris, the professional roller, beats in the hood and all that.
That's a fact.
Mr. Lee, I'm the producer of the show and the real poppy shampoo of the show.
Oh, my God.
Mr. Lee be a mess. We be in the gym and be like five guys, all of us, and he just take off his shirt. Like, oh, what are you doing, my dude? Like, why?
We boxing, like boxing. You gotta take your shirt off.
You taking living in Miami way too far.
He taking Rico Suave shit too serious, man.
And that shirt is way too tight.
The person with the biggest neck I know.
Hey, yo.
Yo, the chain is supposed to be a chopper, but it's a super chopper.
Oh my God. If you laugh too hard, that's your pop.
Yo, even Pharrell saying, yeah, that's too tight.
I got Dr. Leach.
At least you don't got on racist glasses today. Yesterday, those glasses was racist.
No.
These glasses
my jogging glasses.
I go to the beach.
I go running in
$10.
I go running in
Oakley.
No.
Hey man, I go jogging on the beach. I take my shirt off. You know what I mean?
Yeah, we can see that. Clearly, we can see that.
I wear my shorts, my Speedos. You know, I go jogging.
Yo, can you breathe though? Your chain is choking.
You see my boys is more.
You go. He turned red and purple and shit.
And your watch would pass the test if you had like 10 of them. The fact that you only got like 4, that tag is not passing the test, sir.
Hey man,
no one's respecting the tag.
Watch words.
A few watches.
No, you, you gotta have.
Thanks to Dream Chance, I got a few watches.
Okay, holy shit. No, do not think Drink Chance wearing a tag.
Shout out to Smoke Chance. Smoke Chance got me a watch too.
Okay. Smoke
Chance got me a chain too.
No, they disrespected you.
They ain't care about you.
Look how good you on that.
That was the dog chain.
The glitzy king shampoo. I wanted to know if did he get backlash. Yeah, is there glizzy backlash? Is there?
Yeah,
that glizzy shame.
That was.
Or there's no shame in the glizzy game.
Listen, now we bring it up, glizzy. Let me tell you how foul Norm is. Listen, this probably like 03, 04, he on fire. He come back from tour, he throw a barbecue from the hood. So he comes in, he like, yo, man, no glizzies, man. Yo, we not eating glizzies. Nobody eating glizzies. So my whole life to this day, I haven't ate a glizzy. This is my uncle. I look up to him. I'm like, yo, I ain't eating a glizzy, man. Like, man, don't eat glizzy. Yo, we go to D.C. now, right? We in D.C., so it's a restaurant, and they said Obama and Oprah is the only two people that can eat there for free, whatever. So we go there,
Obama
and Oprah. And so we eating food, whatever order. I turn around, Slime eating a glizzy.
Oh,
I'm like yo, he crushed my heart, like my childhood. You know? It's like, yo.
I got one. I see Obama hitting the clip.
Then you said, yo, this is vegan. No, it's vegan. Yeah. You was like, this is vegan. It don't count.
That's even better. I thought it was turkey. And I ate it like that. Bro, you can have, you know what I'm saying? I was a man about my shit.
He the only person that gets a hot dog with everything without the hot dog.
Oh yeah. That's my specialty.
That's what you do now.
Hot dog, everything on it, no hot dog.
Because
you know why? Everything. I'm addicted to the New York City onions. Them onions, that's dirt. It's dirt. But that onions, like when I come to New York, I want the onions, but I don't want the glizzy.
So
I get the bread, everything.
Everything on there without the glizzy.
Yeah, without the glizzy.
How long have
you been a vegan?
Shots fired. Here we go.
How long have you been a vegan?
You know
how
I've been a vegan?
Years.
Probably 10 years now, 10 years.
Tell him your story when you see that. He stayed for the vegan for 10 years.
How long have you been a vegan?
6 years. But not vegan, pescatarian.
That's
what
okay.
That's all we see. What's your point, Sonny?
There we go.
What does a pescatarian eat? The side of houses? What happened? You told me one day, you said, yo, really.
Look at his face.
Al Rasta been living a lie. He's not a vegan. So what happened in those
times? He's living a lie in front of all of
us. What happened in the hotel?
Listen, if you want to line him up, light him up with cheese. This guy eat more cheese than a rat. You understand what I'm saying?
And I gave him some bacon, he ate it.
So
the cheese part is very suspect. I don't know where cheese come from.
It's like animal.
You eat a lot of cheese. But there was one time, like, I came to the hotel because, you know, he's a good roommate and stopped charging shit to my car.
Yeah, somebody charged him shit.
It's like every time. Not before 8, but once it's 8 p.m. And you come to that room, they all kind of seafood in the goddamn room after 8 o'clock.
Hold on, before you tell the story, you see everybody started complaining? He said, yeah, they charged my car too. They charged my car. Be careful who you share rooms with on tour.
They will charge your car.
Ross tells me, yo, Sonny, I got food over there.
Hell no. Bobby Chow. Hell no.
We got you. You looking like a glizzy with my shampoo.
You looking like a glizzy with extra glizzy.
I got the glow, nigga.
That's the glizzy glow.
You just now, you look like a mess tab. You ever seen a mess tab?
You look like Bruce Lee.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I got to ask you. I got a question for you.
Hold on. He got to finish his story. No, this is legendary. No, finish his story, Sonny.
Yeah, Sonny.
This vegan.
He's a vegan. Called you a lot of cheese. Late night?
Yes.
I believe it like this.
What city was that?
I don't gotta order seafood.
What city was you in?
Every city.
Every city?
Every city.
Big cat. Don't listen to this.
Nah, I'm just saying, listen. Every city, when it's nighttime, listen, man, there's nothing but seafood in the room, and I ain't order.
All right, listen, he ain't telling story right, so I'm gonna tell him what Sonny told me. Sonny said, he come in the room, so him and Rasta share the room, so he's like, all right, Rasta like, yo, some food over there.
So he's some pizza.
So Sonny's like, all right, cool, he chilling, he waiting. So he said he finally go over there, he opened the pie, it's two pies. He said he opened the pie, first joint, there's nothing in it. He opened the second joint. That's pepperoni pizza.
No, it was shrimp pizza.
Oh, shrimp pizza.
He said it was shrimp, man.
Sonny started calling everybody in the crew. He said, yo, Ross is living a lie. He's not a vegan. Rasta said it was one of his mans. Rasta said it was his mans that ordered the pizza.
Y'all know how it is being on the road.
Yeah, it was one of his boys' pizza.
Everybody, but
Sonny's not letting him rock.
I was with Sonny. You don't want to be in the room with Sonny. He snores too
much. Oh my God. Yeah. I got video.
That was how they used the video.
He's
not wearing the hats. Hats makes beats while he's sleeping.
Me and Sonny together.
First of all, I ain't know y'all niggas started Drink Champ Chippendale. What the fuck is wrong with
He said he's the real Poppy Shampoo.
Who's the real Poppy Shampoo?
I don't know how you found out. You were a legend for finding out. And yes, Shampoo is part of Smoke Champs. He's our number one producer, but he has on a bootleg Smoke Champs.
Two days ago, we did a Smoke Chest episode, and Ching Bing like, yo, Bobby, I didn't make that hat. I said, what?
Yo, he said, yo, I don't
think
he
made his own joint.
And look, I
on Shampoo side.
I put my name on it. I put my name on it.
Real fine. This way, when you get the smoke chance to have it say Shampoo, you know where you got it from. Oh, Big Yonder. Because, yo.
No, you can shoot up your own shit, bro.
Nah, I had to because Ching Bing, every time he's like, yo, I need a hat.
You smoke chimps?
He take it right
now. Nah, Ching Bing, I need a hat. He be like, here.
Okay.
He should be having mud. Then I just say, you know what? I'm just gonna do my own thing. I took a picture of his shit, but and now we're right here. It looks the same too, Papi.
No, it doesn't.
No, the
camera on the camera.
Like the racket bitch. Nah. Yo, you better flip this one.
First of all, I look like a Ciroc can, nigga. I look like a Ciroc can. Stay focused.
The world's best vodka.
And let's be clear. These niggas don't got you in their top five, or no. I got you in my top five. I want you to know what kind of friends you got.
Oh, shit.
I want you to know. I didn't want you to know.
So everybody's on top five, right? But this how you know he's trying to be politically correct. He named every four rappers from his era. He named Rakim.
No, they
I mean, I'm Big Daddy Kane.
I'm from Brooklyn.
Big Daddy Kane.
Biggie. Jay-Z.
Jay-Z.
Lee. No? Busta Rhymes.
Busta.
And Nori.
And then he said, and then he go like this. As he's saying it, and then he look at the camera, he goes, and Nori. He's trying to get Illuminati.
What kind of drink is that, though?
This is a, I don't know what I'm doing here. I'll just have ice
it's just
Max's
outfit. Yeah.
Let's get the real. Let's get the white nasty out.
That's
the
white nasty. Let's pop that champagne. Yo, Shampoo, you look like everybody will look in here.
Yo, pop. You know, this is the glow. You know why? And I look like a chain, nigga.
Yeah. Champ side. He's walking it. He said, yo, drink champs is yellow and black.
Prefer to get the drink from her too.
Right.
It looks better than you pouring it. You look crazy pouring the drinks. And then with the choker, I don't think I want that. I don't want him to pour me the drink, Bobby. Though.
Yo,
he's missing a
purple bottle boy. I've never seen a bottle boy.
Kiki's own guys or what?
They're not even one waitress.
Who's Kiki? And the guy too.
And the
guy too.
I was like, no.
Kiki's
but why do you know that though? Why do you know that?
How I met you?
Promoter.
Tell us, how did you meet him?
He used to come to my parties asking me, yo, can I get...
Nah, I'm trying to throw this in.
I didn't know
you were the choker, but I love you like this. You came to Miami and changed.
Damn.
You from the Heights. You was never going like this.
Man,
you came to
Miami, wore pointy shoes and changed on me.
I didn't try to make money to stay the same, baby.
You know he changed when he's shaving his chest hairs. He changed.
I shaved my shit one time and I regretted it because that shit grew back way too fast. Let me just leave Mother Nature take a course.
First of all, nobody does their underarm hairs like, if you ever looked at his unarmed hair, you could dread his shit.
Oh, yeah. I feel like that too.
You hear your nephew, you're like, my suit is Queens. This Queens nigga just let that shit go crazy.
I'm shaving a little bit, I'm feeling like when you shave under there, I feel like my face, my dog, so it's weird, it's supposed to feel, I had to tell him, no, this is horrible,
you gotta stop. He's like, I like it, puppy, don't leave me alone.
I ain't mad,
it's gonna keep going.
I ain't mad. You ain't got a white nephew.
Yeah, I'm ready, I went first.
Okay,
I went for the, you know, the
so hazardous. Why we got Hazardous here,
yo,
and Diego here.
Mm. Oh, shit.
Carlito is missing.
I know where this is going.
I recently just said, you know, I'm going out of town. I said, I'm going to go out of town. I'm going to Puerto Rico for like a couple, 7 days. And the minute I said it, you said you're going to go somewhere to
Peru.
You said Peru. And then you said, I'm going to Colombia. Immediately.
Oh, I'm glad I'm going to Colombia.
All the single, my single friends seem to always want to go to Colombia.
Why?
And they all have one thing in common.
Cocaina.
What is
Colombia like to people who've never been?
It's paradise.
Paradise, like for black Latino, I'm actually Colombian, so that's one main reason I go is because I got family.
Because
Diego and Carlito is horny, clearly.
They do, they go for other reasons, it's cheaper, I think it's cheap, I can get you, I want it personally, I was trying to go, but that was a bad thing, Colombia, please continue, so Colombia is paradise, beautiful the women are beautiful,
and it's cheap,
the guys are handsome,
you gotta
Hold on. Let me just be honest with you, Has. Because I know the people, some people know you, some people know. You said, yo, you are Colombian.
Yeah.
You said everything, you know, it's nice, it's beautiful. I don't believe none of that shit.
By the way,
you go on to the Diego?
Yeah.
You're not Colombian.
Look, I'm going to tell you. Diego,
$50.
It's a known fact that
Colombian women prey on little white guys.
Yeah, they probably do.
The,
and
$50.
With blue eyes.
Listen, Diego's a maniac out there.
And $50.
And $50.
In the Colombian culture, the women are brought up to take care of the men.
Yeah, so, how much do you pay?
$50.
$50.
You can
feed a family of 10 great for $100.
This is
horrible.
Oh,
this is horrible.
Listen, Diego,
I'm going to feed a couple families.
Diego's a maniac out there.
5,000 to 1.
Listen.
Let me ask
you. Ladies and gentlemen, wait, as you can see, there's only a few people excited about this.
No, I said, Diego, when he goes out there, this nigga turns into a maniac.
Oh, you guys been out there?
Everybody, funny lives. Funny lives like a king.
One at a time. What you say, Az?
I said he lives like a king out there. He does his thing.
Been in Colombia. Yeah. King or what? I'm all that pit in Colombia.
You said you fucked that rapper.
Let me
ask.
Yo, man.
He said hey, fucking yo.
I never heard of that. King or slave master? Which one is it?
Nah, he does his
thing. Cool. Yeah,
he knows, man.
Cool.
He does his thing out there.
He goes too far.
You black. You might get away with that.
Wait, hold up.
We have a good time. That's all I got.
I got a question. Diego. Diego, tell us about the $50. Bad experience that you had.
With one.
Damn, there's more than one?
Not every day. Yes, sometimes.
The girl with the third leg.
Well, you had to say, I'm American.
The other leg.
I know. Diego.
The one where you said, I'm American.
Oh, yeah, yeah. So one time, the guy we get all the yachts from out here, he bought a penthouse, Pablo's penthouse out there. It's like 10,000 square feet. Beautiful place. So we're on the way there with one of the guys that owns the boats, me and Haz. And the Uber driver makes a wrong turn.
Because Uber's illegal, right?
Yeah, no. So he went down a one-way block, and we couldn't find the entrance to this penthouse because it was exclusive. Yeah. Pablo's place. Right. So we're just sitting there, and like, 2 seconds later, someone just runs up to the car with a gun out, pointing at all of us. Nobody move!
What?
Yo, for like 30 seconds, I thought I was dead. I was like, they're gonna rob. They were gonna we didn't know. I thought they were gonna rob us or kidnap us. With a gun. He has a gun out. So the guy's talking to him in Spanish. Luckily, has his day. He's understanding.
But he had the shit to the nigga's face, like.
I got scared. I didn't know if I was gonna go to jail in Colombia or if I was gonna get killed, kidnapped. Yeah. So I was like, what the fuck? And then Has figured that they were just pulling us over, telling the driver what was going on. I'm dropping shit out of my pockets in the car. I'm not trying to go to jail in Colombia. So he comes to the back, he opens the door, he's like, starts to search me, and like, and I remember saying, soy americano, soy americano. And he's like, he just kind of backed up off. He looked at the guy. He's like, fix your car. You shouldn't be doing this.
He said, get out of here.
And get the fuck out of here.
Oh, because that drove a wrong.
He was parked. The Uber driver was parked on a one-way block. Sitting there.
But he wasn't dressed like police or nothing. So
no, the guy pulled out. It was a rope with a business card when he said he was a cop. It wasn't like he pulled out a badge.
He had a rope with a business card?
Yeah, he was a cop.
And he had a gun to his head.
He was a sergeant.
Oh my God. I thought I was dead.
I ain't leaving the country.
No. There was no hookers with us.
Miami.
We went for a birthday party.
Just cocaine. Wow. Okay.
No.
You did all that just to get cocaine.
So what's going to happen?
Yeah, right. What was he driving?
Yo, why you still don't got a drink? I don't understand.
Because I'm still waiting for her.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work. In traffic, so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Mother's Day is coming, and mom doesn't want flowers. She wants a cocktail. Here's a hint. Get mom Bartesian. It's the countertop cocktail maker that creates your choice of over 60 premium cocktails in less than 30 seconds, each at the touch of a button. Flowers die. Happy hour comes back every day. So get mom the machine that makes amazing cocktails with real fruit juices and craft bitters. Best of all, get $50 off a Bartesian premium cocktail maker with the purchase of one pack of cocktail capsules. So instead of getting mom a reason to fill a flower vase with water, get mom the easiest, fastest way to fill her glass with the floral notes of gin. The best cocktails are premium cocktails, and the best day to get it for mom is Mother's Day, because you can get $50 off now for a limited time. Visit BARTESIAN.com/mother to get the best premium cocktail maker for mom at the best price for you. Artesian, premium cocktails on demand.
You can work from the road while turning your vehicle into a powerful high-speed data Wi-Fi hotspot with AT&T in-car Wi-Fi. On a network that covers more roads than any other carrier, connect up to 10 devices and stream conference calls, finish up that presentation, or answer last-minute emails. Go to att.com/in-car Wi-Fi to see if you're eligible for a free trial today. Based on independent third-party data, always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicle is in operation. Compatible device and vehicle required.
Oh, did you tell him? No, this is a splitzer.
It's a
1%.
Yeah, it's just vodka on the rocks.
Yeah.
We get the white nasty. Do you have a lime?
Get up a glizzy to drink through the straw.
Did you receive any glizzy backlash?
No, everyone's saying I'm with you. Like, a lot of people saying I can't wait to see you at Coney Island. for the Nathan Nichols. I can just do two. I'm not a trained professional. I can do two mad animals.
You ever had a 7-Eleven glizzy?
Absolutely. $2 for $1. Especially if you're on tour. First of all, you ain't never been on tour. See, you know, that's the problem. You was on tour. A lot of you guys know. No, some of you guys don't know. You only have a budget of $20. The day.
This is a great ass tour, huh?
50 the most.
Right. No. The artist, Dory, got 50. And he ain't giving you nothing.
That's called per diem.
You got $20 per diem. Thank you, mamita.
I'm going to keep it real. Shampoo, this is why, like, what you say is correct. And this is why y'all understand why I was so upset with Nori, right? Because I had grown up, when he said this, yo, no glizzies, I was a teenager, maybe 12, 13. So everybody know AAU or CYO is like basketball tournaments. So when you go to basketball games, that's so all they have is hot dogs and pretzels and stuff.
First of all, you're guessing it's Frank Fruiters.
So I was involved for 10 years at these basketball games playing basketball.
Only in Dorito chips.
First of all,
this is the reason a lot of you guys got hype because y'all been eating hot dogs all your life. Everybody gave you a starch, gave you a backbone, gave you an arch. You know what I mean?
Did you remember
hot
dogs,
how they made?
Yeah.
You see what the shrimp eats? You see what the fish eats? You see what the shrimp lobster eats? The bottom. When the fish is shit, they go like this: what are you talking about? Shrimp. They said you might as well just eat shrimp. You got good shrimp and lobster, and the pig is an actual animal. No, a glizzy is all type of shit. It's like the plastic, all type of shit. You can find Poland Spring bottles in the glizzy, plastic in there.
Only if you're in Newark. Only in Newark, for real.
Why you keep getting fake Smoke Jam's hat?
No, it's not fake. They're real.
It's not fake. First of all.
Hold on. It's not approved like Sonny D's not approved with the A's.
It's not real.
Yeah, but tell that to Dapper Dan. Tell that to Dapper Dan.
No, he's licensed by Gucci. It's different by
Big. That was now.
Oh, but you are licensed by Gucci.
I am licensed. And let's be clear. clear, it was my idea. I had the voicemail of me telling Nori, yo, I think you should let these guys be smoke champs.
Let's go. Oh, so
it was me.
Okay.
First I came to him and said, yo.
I don't remember that.
You don't? It was me. First.
So you say you put smoke champs on.
I'm telling you, I put them on. It was me. I came to N.O. and he and friend. I said, yo, I think we should do this Ching Bing and Mike Booth podcast. Let them be smoke champs.
Yeah, you didn't say me.
And no, you wasn't ready yet. You still outside. You just became a personality. He was like, nah, nigga, papito, I got things to do today. I'll see you on Friday. And this is Monday, so I'll see you Friday. He a foul nigga. So I go to him, I be like, yo, I think we should do the smoke champ shit. You know what I mean? No, I said Thugged Out Thursday. He says, yo, you know what? I don't want to do Thugged Out Thursdays because they don't film on Thursdays.
Yeah.
So I was like, all right, so yo, give him smoke champs. He said, oh, I like that idea. But you know what? Let's bring in my nephew, and let's bring in somebody else in.
Yeah.
And then we're going to go from there. He said, I'm going to run it by EFN, and then because EFN got something in motion, and we're going to double back. And thank you. Congratulations. You're welcome. I did it.
Yeah. It was me.
Okay, and back to the smoke champ hat, because every time I got a smoke champ's hat, it was worn. So I went to my guy and see, oh, every time. That's
I got 20 of them in the crib.
I know that. Damn, I didn't know that. He is. That is true.
That shit
again. Yeah, because I was asking him every time, be like, yo, papito, let me get one. He'd be like, oh, yeah. Off the head, and he had mud, you know what I mean, fingerprints.
You could have a drink too, sir. You take off that chain or have a drink.
Yeah.
What is that?
I ain't gonna lie. You looking cute right now. I'm sorry, pal. Yo, let me get your number, papito. Like, I'll holler at this nigga later. And you be on the beach running and shit.
You just wasted the
Put on ice.
Yo, don't disrespect the ace and put it in a plastic cup.
Wow.
You gotta realize. Look at the OGs. Patti LaBelle brought her own cup. Ooh. Right? But look.
And these people too.
They brought their own. But here's what's crazy. I didn't. They didn't notice it's nothing about Sonny or nothing. They had a Baccarat one.
Yeah.
And then I was like, what is that? They said, not that one. I said, yo, Sonny was drinking for him. And I said, as soon as they said it's Sonny, they said, yeah, but not that one. I said, see, they even know you're not a fool.
But Sonny, you approved, Papito.
$55 and under.
Sonny, you approved.
Damn.
Yo, Sonny, you approved that you don't look good drinking champagne.
He was drinking Andre.
No, for real, I love him.
But I loved it.
No, we had Andre around here, I ain't drinking now.
We was drinking champagne. I think Nori told him, like, yo, bring a bottle of champagne.
Yeah, I hit him with some
and send him through to Andre. I didn't know you said champagne. He said, this is good stuff.
$14? You know this ain't good.
He said, why would I spend $80 on that? And I can get five for $14.
But what you saying too, that's probably like, the W got this. And like, don't care if the W got that.
And then they do.
And, no, they do got
that's
that.
Not true.
That's what they put in Chef's hand.
That's not true. That's not true.
No, they do. They do.
Now, Andre, I do admit, some hotels, other than the same hotels, when they make them other than the same region.
They have brew.
Hold on, look. Some hotels, I do admit this. I wouldn't be able to drink their mimosa without like a pineapple or orange taste because some do use some cheap champagne. Yeah. Okay. So I'm disagreeing with you, with Andre.
Remember
but I have been to a hotel one time and I've looked and I'm like, oh motherfucker, yeah. That's not Moet at all. So like, you gotta tell them if you want. I want Moet. I want Moet.
No, you know,
I get the ace. Of course, I hate
mimosas. I hate mimosas for the fact that they always give you the cheap champagne.
Yeah.
But you know, a great champagne is just Chandon.
Because I'm gonna tell you, what it is. I'm gonna tell you what it is. Because those are considered breakfast drinks.
Yeah.
And then breakfast drinks is not supposed to be expensive. Like if you ever order Bloody Mary, you also have to specify the vodka. You have to say, listen, do you have Ciroc? You know what I mean? Do you have do you have that? And you gotta specify, otherwise they'll give you a Smirnoff. And then you'll have your morning drink and say you have a headache is because you think you're drinking cheap shit. That's the reason why you got a headache.
Yeah, you're drinking.
Yes. I broke that down for y'all. I broke that down.
Headache right away. Before you leave brunch, you're going to have a headache.
Now, if you're on vacation, you're going to enjoy yourself up until nighttime.
It's all in your mind.
Fine with that, too. King of the bottom shelf.
It's all in your mind. I've been with Nori when he gave me the good gold bottle, and I've been with him when he said, I don't want this Bel Air, you take it. And it tastes the same to me.
We fuck with Ross.
And we fuck with the guy who I forgot his name.
Yep.
The other owner. It's good. It's just. It's an acquired taste. It's like when I'm not into sugars. I have to go Ace. You know what I'm saying? Because it's not full of sugar. You got probably the same amount of sugar, but to me, my system, it seems like, you know what I mean? It's like a Kool-Aid.
And I've always seen when we go out, you always like the plain Moet. But why you like the White Star plain? Why?
Because to tell you the truth, I feel like it can still have, but when I'm like when I'm drinking like this, vodka,
Ciroc,
and then no sugars. This is the least amount of sugars. But you get into a rosé or all super that, it's super that's sugary. Super, yeah, most of us who love rosé. If you love rosé, you grew up on cherry Kool-Aid. It's just a fucking known fact. It's just cherries. Rosé is just cherry fucking Kool-Aid. Like who came with us? We went to Opus. That shit was hard. We went to Opus. Yeah, we went to.
You packed
the
bottle yet?
I got my bottle. I've been got my
sugar. Did you drink one yet?
Because I'm trying to still due to no sugar. So like March 15th, I'll be a monk.
Which one?
Since you a drink champ.
Yeah.
You a top 5 drinker.
Probably top 2,
man.
Yeah, probably top 2. Top 2 or you not 2?
Yeah.
What's your favorite drink?
I know what.
Out of everything, champagne, vodka, what, wine,
Habiki, whiskey.
What's your favorite drink?
Kanye.
Ecstasy.
I don't think he'll ever.
Hold on, that was the best time.
Without saying the brand, just the spirit.
I would say wine.
Okay.
I like wine more.
Wine? Yeah. Oh, no, he definitely do.
I like white wine.
He can go the
wine.
Whole, he can go the whole night.
I like white wine.
He can go the whole night with
he love, what's the shit he love, the wine?
Margaritas.
Santa Margarita.
Pino Grigio.
Pino Grigio, Santa Margarita. Margarita, it's not Margarita.
Santa Margarita.
And we heard they
Santa Margarita.
They racist?
We heard.
Yeah.
Shit.
Santa Margarita?
Who made Santa Margarita?
Not racist. I heard they just don't want to just deal with
they
us.
They don't
want
to just get
like, they don't want to promote to anybody, though.
Both. Yeah,
so it's not just black people and Latin.
But that's from Spain?
You better
from Spain?
Hold up.
No. Well, I don't know where it's from now. Because that should be bottled right here. Like that's a difference when you look at bottles. A lot of the times, that's what the guy from Napa Valley was telling us. A lot of times, they'll send just the liquid, and they'll send it to whatever, so, and then they'll say it's bottled. But
the factory bottle,
so it's still from where it's from. So if the wine is from Napa Valley, it could be bottled in San Antonio. Right. You know what I'm saying? If the wine is from Paris, it could be bottled. And certain people might look at it like it's like if you want Bordeaux. If you want a Bordeaux, most people want a Bordeaux that's from Bordeaux.
Yeah.
They don't want it to be shipped from France to such. But then there's people who will get it, and that's the reason why you see that some bottles are more expensive and some bottles are least expensive because it's just that. So if you get a bottle of Bordeaux from Bordeaux, but you could get a bottle of Bordeaux from Spain.
Yeah.
You get a bottle of Bordeaux from what you call
it
because
it's considered champagne.
No. It's considered because they're sending the liquid, but it's being bottled somewhere else. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So
they said by it moving around and whatever, it's different.
So sometimes it adds on to the price, and sometimes it takes away from the price because the person just really wants to have that experience. Like if you have a Napa Valley wine and then you look at it and it says bottled in France, you're gonna be like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
Like why the fuck did they take it from Napa Valley and send it to France and then send it back to me? That process could have ruined the rhyme. So that's why that in particular bottle of wine, I'm sorry, I'm being like a fucking sommelier.
No, you get educated on drink champ too. We get education too.
So that in particular bottle of wine, depending on how it went or where it went to, it could be priced up or it could be priced down.
Okay.
So so that's the reason why. But
out of all the champagne you drank before, which one's your favorite?
Ace of Spades, hands down.
No, but I mean they got Ace of Spades, the pink bottle.
Oh,
and then they have
he like that this. One. The green, we like green the rose,
yeah. And
which is the rose?
Close
the
number two is the shit I drink at Mr. Child's.
I'm not even gonna
I'm not even gonna try to pronounce it. The shit I drink.
Perrier Laurent.
What I love about them,
that one's a little bitter.
I love the rosé version of that. Yeah. But what I love about them is they really don't promote at all.
You just gotta know.
It's
more expensive than Moët too in the store. Moët like $65-$70. That shit like $89-$90.
And at the liquor stores too, it's more expensive.
So Boof, you've been around for years.
You don't get to ask questions here, man.
You've been around 20 plus years. Tell me a crazy story on tour without incriminating anybody.
Damn,
boy. A crazy night. It could be a fight. It could be something a fan. You see the fan do whatever.
I'll tell you one of my crazy stories, and I'll pass it to you.
That's a legend story.
We on the road. And like for three towns, we can't get no bud, we can't get no poppers, we can't get nothing. We just drive.
What's poppers? Ecstasy?
Yeah. The Yala. So we can't get nothing.
You still be
we can't get nothing. We get to some town and dude go, man, I got it. He pull out the bag. So it was like 2 seconds, D-Boss just turned around.
FBI!
Wrong dude?
By the way, this shit was so ill, I thought he was FBI. Because I was like, really? Because like, it did not look fake. Like, I was just like, oh, shit. I had to immediately leave because I didn't know whether to laugh or to be like, great idea. Like, we had people the rest of the tour.
Drop that shit.
Brilliant.
I got a question.
Yeah, for real.
Boop gotta go tell the story.
Oh, my bad.
That's funny. I'm gonna tell you some, like, I think it was Connecticut.
Mm.
I'm talking about Connecticut used to show Nori so much love.
I miss
it. Yep.
That, of course, you know, just because we with Nori, we got the love too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
We had a whole floor one time. I'm talking about literally a whole floor, every room.
Of what?
Yeah. This was years ago, though. Yeah. This was years ago.
You still getting in trouble. I already know. You're still getting in trouble. It doesn't matter if it was
you. Yeah, me. Excuse me, baby. I love you.
Getting in trouble.
Listen. Listen.
Hey, man, calm down.
I'm not going to say that.
Poop better be careful. He may never make it to another
gym. I'm not finishing that one.
We still want to know what you eat for breakfast in the morning as a Presbyterian. We want to know what
you're going on.
We want to know. Just curious. Go ahead.
All right. We had this dude we bought on the road that was a driver. And I'm talking about, he must have been a virgin.
Yeah.
But we bought him in the room. We bought him in the room. And we came back out, his eyes was in his head. He said, "Thank you, Mr. Nori."
That got us some pussy.
He was like this.
Every floor. He could have won.
Oh, every room.
Nah, I got another.
I'm talking about from room to room. Like,
that's legend.
Wow.
I got another.
He didn't
question.
Go back Nori. To work that
I was
day.
The number one rapper.
What? He did.
That nigga think I'm carrying this into the Nori questions.
Yeah. Nah, we all know.
Okay. I got a
question for you and everyone that's been on the road, or not even.
Okay.
That, like, knows about hip
hop. Speak English.
What's the craziest story you heard, like, from any other rapper besides you?
I don't like any other rapper
and
besides
hip-hop.
Me.
Not like hip hop story, like the DMX story when
mad
he became
generic. You mad
became,
generic.
When he became an FBI agent at the airport.
Answer your own question.
Oh, stories like
no,
that.
No, he's a detective.
No, he said no.
He said FBI too? FBI. Oh, that's yeah. Where the boss got it from. Maybe DMX got it from boss. Yeah. I'm just being honest.
Yeah, he said FBI.
But I mean, you can't say it was the realest story. This is how about Shampoo? Shampoo's the street team guy. Yep.
No, no, that's what I'm saying. Anybody?
Yeah, shit. Sure.
Before you get a Shampoo,
first of all, it's that you heard
what you've been doing.
Ambassador, it's the new.
Ambassador,
you know what I mean? Cause yeah, I'm just making it sound like I'm just handing out flyers.
Yeah, but let me tell you this last story. Let me tell you this last story about him. Is his story. Yeah. Oh yeah, we got him. Oh, we got him.
Start
with
you. Okay.
All right?
Me? I said
yeah,
rap.
Mr. Lee.
I got
tell
some
you, Mr.
Hit.
Lee.
Like, relax.
I'm going to tell y'all, 2023, I just got cool with Mr. Lee, like, 145 days ago. I just got cool with Mr. Lee. Right, so I'll be Mr. Lee, and I'll be like, yo, so you know, we get the rentals. You know, we young. We want to get the rentals every time we come. So Nori be like, yo, listen, Mr. Lee's the guys, my man, Miami. You know, if you need any cars, Airbnbs, hit Mr. Lee. I'm like, all right, bet.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work and traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Mother's Day is coming, and Mom doesn't want flowers. She wants a cocktail. Here's a hint. Get Mom Bartesian. It's the countertop cocktail maker that creates your choice of over 60 premium cocktails in less than 30 seconds, each at the touch of a button. Flowers die. Happy hour comes back every day. So get Mom the machine that makes amazing cocktails with real fruit juices and craft bitters. Best of all, get $50 off a Bartesian premium cocktail maker with the purchase of one pack of cocktail capsules. So, instead of getting Mom a reason to fill a flower vase with water, get Mom the easiest, fastest way to fill her glass with the floral notes of gin. The best cocktails are premium cocktails, and the best day to get it for Mom is Mother's Day, because you can get $50 off now for a limited time. Visit bartesian.com/mother to get the best premium cocktail maker for Mom at the best price for you. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
You can work from the road while turning your vehicle into a powerful high-speed data Wi-Fi hotspot with AT&T in-car Wi-Fi. On a network that covers more roads than any other carrier. Connect up to 10 devices and stream conference calls. Finish up that presentation or answer last-minute emails. Go to att.com/in-car Wi-Fi to see if you're eligible for a free trial today. Based on independent third-party data, always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicle is in operation. Compatible device and vehicle required.
I hit Mr. Lee. Everybody call is 800, 1200. You hit Mr. Lee? It's just 1700, 2200. I'm like, yo, bro.
He's Dominican.
The minimum is 2500. Yeah. It's 2500.
He's Dominican.
It don't matter.
You? I gotta charge you like triple.
He's Dominican. He's Dominican.
No gas.
A flight. He come, Bull Harbor. You met me to come get the car. Bell Harbor. Bell Harbor.
He's trying to correct you.
I I gotta charge you for the smoking fee. I said, nigga, I smoked in this car with you. Two days ago, I was in the passenger seat with him smoking. He rented the car to me 2 days and charged me. I said, yo, I'm never going to Mr. Lee again. Listen, just now I pull up in the color and he said, oh, you were in Roy's Royce, it's not for me. I said, no, nigga. You told me you were smoking in your car that you smoking. What type of shit is that, yo?
Mr. Lee is different.
Yo, Mr. Lee is different.
Mr. Lee hangs out with you on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and charges you to get in the club.
What? He's like, yo, let's go.
No, Friday he charges you. He be like, yo, by me.
We going to leave. No. But he invites you like you went in.
After he tell you he can't let you in, he'll be like, but I'll see you Monday, okay?
Drink Monday. He invites you like, yo, Friday, yo, we're going to club late. I bet we meet up at 12. And
I know Mr. Lee from New York.
He like, 4,000.
I know Mr. Lee from New York. He used to be like, yo, you my brother. Yo, let's go eat. Then the day the party, be like, yo, papi, yo, for you, I fuck with you. Give me 100 for you. Your people, 300 each.
I got a break, Mr. Lee.
And then he'll be like, yo, Shampoo, just do me a favor. Yo, just get out the line.
He'll be like, yo, this nigga's foul, bro. Because I've been trying to get him back, but there's nothing I can ever try. I'm like, y'all can't wait to this nigga ask him something. But he'll never ask him for nothing.
Norm, this guy went to club one.
Yeah.
I go to the club. He got Nori in the section, and then after 15 minutes, he bought someone else in the section. So he got the section double book
the section.
He got Nori the money for coming to the section, and he charged the double thing that we want to hang out with Nori.
But he got it double booked. Yeah. And Sonny's drinking whatever he sees.
Yeah, of course.
The next day, Mr. Lee hit me and said, yo, you see that drink you was drinking? That was for the other guy. I said, what you mean? Yo, he was offended. You owe me. You owe 500. I sent the 500.
That is a fact.
I sent the 500 immediately. And then after that, Mr. Lee said.
Now, Mr. Lee's a foul fan.
All right, that guy is him. I made it easy for him. I made it easy for him. I said, here it goes. The double bump.
How many times you told me, yo, Shampoo, yo, I got the fire. I'd be like, yo, word. Because, you know, my other friends be like, yo, here, that's for you.
He sold you some
clipping? He'd be like, 120.
We love Mr. Lee, but Mr. Lee
can roll it up first and then charge.
Then he tell you, yo, Papi, I picked you up on South Beach. It's $40 for gas.
Oh, no, my that's God. That's another thing. I stopped buying from him, too. Yeah. You know, I'm like, yo, this nigga
just Lee got more hidden charges than a gas bill.
I went to his crib one time. I'm like, oh, okay, I see why he talks so much.
Okay.
His crib is fire.
Right.
He got a store in his building and everything.
This motherfucker rolled up a fucking joint. He's like, yo, this is some piff. Passing was like, yo, your head, $20.
Yo, Mr. Lee, yo, he
and you know why they call him Mr. Lee, right? Because all the Chinese people be like, hurry up and buy.
They don't give a fuck.
The Chinese
they don't care who you are.
People think I'm Chinese, by the way.
Yeah, you are. Now we gonna bring this. This is two major stories.
Can we
stories.
Find out, Boris? We gonna pescatarians eat for breakfast.
We gonna bring this tour right now. We gonna
go back.
We gonna bring the tour to Memphis.
Oh my gosh.
Oh, we got two major stories.
Memphis. I'm never going back to Memphis.
No,
you can't go back.
Leaving of Nori and really, they were like, yo, you just fucking leave. Let's get out of here.
I'm going to say we're so you got to start the story and then let's let him rebuttal.
So, yeah, this is young. This is young, really.
Young,
this ain't baller, really, with the ice every. This is still, yo, we only eat pizza today.
That's a fact. This is young, really.
Yeah.
Yo, so now we're on tour.
It's OG shit.
We had to be. I'm in my probably like 18, 19 or something. We go on tour. We got a South by Southwest tour, whatever, the whole East Coast. And Nori like, yo.
Coast to coast.
Yeah, coast to coast. Yeah, Nori like,
good
yo.
Good belt game.
Yeah, good belt. So Nori like, yo, come on the road with us. You know, y'all doing y'all music. You. And shout out to my Boston guy. Shout out to City Boy D. Rest in peace to my boy Coca.
Yes.
Sonny's cousin. Love you. You know, shout out to Jerks, all my Boston crew. So. Now we on tour, we on the road, we get to Memphis. So now Shampoo, besides Nori and
no Ace of Space for Sonny.
No Ace of Space for him. Yeah. Only Duce. So now
Sonny, you don't need it.
Shampoo and Nori is the most experienced. So Shampoo might be
the most
more experienced. Like, Nori's more experienced as the artist. Yeah. All he got to do is come to the city, check in his hotel, perform. Shampoo know the ins and outs of
everything.
So now Nori tell us, like, listen, Shampoo's the most experienced guy besides me. You know, listen to him. He got you. Da, 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 da. Like, I bet. He's like, you know, if y'all can't find me.
I was a bad label
rep.
He's
like, yo. Let's
go.
Rock La Familia sent me on this tour.
Yo, when a nigga keep cutting you off a story about him, you know he's getting real.
It's real.
He's trying to justify for
really
me to get
not lying. So, he's telling you the truth.
Oh my
so
God.
Now, he like, yo, you know, listen to Shampoo. So Shampoo came up with a slogan, which he violated immediately. The slogan is, we came on vacation. no leave on probation. You feel me? So he's telling us, like he said, this is young, really. Okay. So he's saying that because he's really making that fuss. City Boy Dim is young and wild, coming from Boston.
And Conan.
Yeah, Conan. Oh, yeah, Conan, too. Conan from New York. New York, so you know we from it's wild 18, cities. 19. We ain't really, and honestly, I'm keeping real. Like I've been to Florida, you know, certain places, but this is the first time we ever really been on tour and traveling, driving state to state, 10 hours here, 15 hours here, whatever. So he telling us, yo, we came on vacation. Don't leave on probation. We like, bet, cool. So we on Memphis, we looking for Bud and shit. That's how Nori's a legend. I'm telling you, Nori, like they experienced on this road. So we looking for Bud. We like, yo, you got Bud, you got Bud. Boom, boom. So we asked a black nigga. Boom, nigga had on Jordans and shit. I'm like, yo. So everybody tell us, like, yo, you gonna get some Bud. We got you. Nori like, yo, that nigga ain't bringing us now. I'm like, yo, nah. He had on the Jordans, the shit that we wear. Yeah. He bringing
young,
some Bud.
Young nigga shit.
Yeah, young shit, stupid shit. I'm judging him off his sneakers. Nori like, that nigga frightened, y'all. He ain't getting us nothing. So some white dude comes. Some white dude like, yo, I got y'all. Yo, give me about half an hour. I'll come and meet y'all. Nori like, yo.
That's not sugar.
He going to bring us Bud. I'm like, hell no. This white boy, he don't know nothing. He's just a fan. He ain't bringing us. Long story short, that white boy is the one who came back and bought us the Bud. I was like, yo, Nori really know this road shit. Boom. Fast forward.
Nori we tells all, me, yo,
hold on,
do not, yo, yo, don't leave. Yeah. Cause I'm like, cause oh, I,
yes,
cause Nori, yeah, and again, back to what, back to what we're really saying.
So you know, he'll get bit, he check out, he'll get Hollywood, go to the room, chill. He know we young, wild, dumb, and free. He's like Shampoo.
Okay.
Keep an eye on my young boys, for real. Like they are wild.
And I told him, cause I was single, I was like, nah, papito. I got a nice one.
And he told him.
I told him.
Y'all tell the story.
Please. He told him. Listen, so
Nori
told him.
Don't leave
us.
All of that.
Like, yeah. So we in Wet Willie's in Memphis. They had
Elvis was there.
Yeah, Elvis was there. It was a week or something.
And remember, we never seen Elvis in life.
Niggas thought that was the real Elvis.
This is real Elvis.
So now,
Jamie,
fake Elvis everywhere.
And we're like 20 deep.
Yes. So now we partying. So now we were like what's considered the Times Square of Memphis. Where everybody's dancing.
Bourbon Street.
We're having Bourbon Street.
Bourbon Street.
So Shampoo, single at the time, he felt a little white y'all. You feel me? So he found the white girl. So he hollering boom boom. So Nori tell him, Nori see him, he like, yo, I Shampoo, I understand, but like, yo, keep an eye on the young boys, man. Like, yo,
Nori's like, nah, let's go.
Yeah, he's like, don't separate.
He's like, nah, let's go. That's we all said. Leaving together.
So we like.
And I'm like, and remember, I'm the like, vet.
Don't worry.
I'm like, yo, I'm good.
He's
y'all
like,
go.
Don't worry, I'm good.
Go
so now we leave with we like, all right, Nori leaving, fucking. We
and
leaving.
Those still like,
a shout
nah,
out to my guy,
go.
I forgot his name. His name is Franchise on the Gram. He followed us. He held us down.
Oh, the driver. The backup driver.
Yeah, we met him in front of the hotel, and he like, yo, I fuck with y'all, da da da. So Nori always like, yo, we don't trust people when we out of town. We don't fuck with nobody when we out of town. We only stay to us. This nigga pulled out every album Nori ever had. Nori was like, he's in. He's one of us. He's one of us.
Yo, you gotta pick yourself.
Listen to me. Listen. We didn't know this nigga. Listen, we didn't know this nigga.
Trust me.
Yes.
I trust me.
Yo, we didn't know this. When I mean this literally. It's another story in Memphis, same way. I'm going to tell you after this. But literally, we didn't know this guy from a hole in the wall. This nigga, you know the book that got the CDs, the old school? Nigga had every album of Nori.
I trust him.
That nigga was our driver.
Yeah. I trust him.
We hired. That nigga was our driver everywhere. So now, Nori like, yo, we out, yo, we out. So we like, all right, fuck it. We leaving with Nori. Boom, we out, boom. Yo, Nori don't trust us. Nori like, let's go. We like, bet. We get in the whip, Shampoo. Yo, I'm good, Papito. Nori like, come on, man. He's we good. In another state. We in Memphis. Yo, come on. He like, yo, I'm good, Papito. I got this. Piece. I got this.
Hold on. Did you
have a little piece?
Yeah, I went to the project.
That's what happened. See, that's where we went wrong right there. I didn't know that. Hold on.
I got one question.
I went in the hood.
Because it matters. What color were her eyes? I'm just curious.
They were blue.
Go ahead. Boom. So now we go back to the room. whatever. He probably drunk a little smoke, fall asleep because we gotta.
These are all young kids. Yeah, 18.
And by the way, Memphis is mad racist right outside of those areas that we was at. But go ahead. I knew that. Yeah.
So now we got a show in the morning. I think this is the day we got to Memphis. I think we didn't perform yet. So we got a show the next day.
We were just passing through Memphis.
Yeah. No, we had a show in Memphis because I got a story.
That was the day off. We was going to the next
one. The baby, that's all our day off.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Oh,
yeah, we
was on stage though, remember?
Yeah, we did something extra. We just did something to do something.
All right, so now, we wake up in the morning, so everybody getting ready. Yo. So we hit Shampoo because he's like the road manager.
He's the driver.
Nori's the headliner.
Yeah.
He's like the road manager, slash big brother. So we everybody looking for Shampoo. So Shampoo son comes.
Conan.
Shampoo son comes to me on Conan. Shout out to Conan. He comes in Nori room. He's like, yo, where's my dad? I can't find my dad. He's like, my dad didn't come in. My nigga, we in the middle of Memphis, my nigga. We are from New York City. So those words is like, what? So now we knocking on everybody's door. Yo, come out. Yo, heard from Shampoo yet? He's like, no, my dad didn't come home. It's like Home Alone, my nigga.
Remember, these are kids. They're kids. God bless them.
So Ken should call me and shook. Yo, and no hit me like, yo, man.
You see this
can't find Shampoo, man. I don't know what happened, man. Niggas like, yo, call the jail, my nigga.
Raheem said, because first off, I got a text from Shampoo.
Oh.
It made like, no sense. It was HZZ4418.
He was a handcuff.
Nah.
He was a handcuff.
So when I see this shit, I'm like, oh shit. This nigga's drunk.
Yeah.
So like at first that's what I'm saying. I'm like, yo, I'm not thinking nothing, Shampoo. But now this is the part that you didn't pick up and I don't know. You see what he just did to our waitress Jamie when he walked in?
Yeah.
That's what he's doing. Poppy shampoo.
That's what he was doing.
He thinks that works with white women or something.
Yeah. So it was working. I was in love.
Look, so we
and I bought her oysters.
Chill, listen. It was the oyster bar.
Listen,
so we went bar hopping, and I could tell he was trying to make a break for it. Like, he was single at the time. He's trying to make a break for it.
Yeah.
So I was like, all right, Shampoo, you know, we got to go back.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Mother's Day is coming, and Mom doesn't want flowers. She wants a cocktail. Here's a hint. Get Mom Bartesian. It's the countertop cocktail maker that creates your choice of over 60 premium cocktails in less than 30 seconds, each at the touch of a button. Flowers die. Happy hour comes back every day. So get Mom the machine that makes amazing cocktails with real fruit juices and craft bitters. Best of all, get $50 off a Bartesian premium cocktail maker with the purchase of one pack of cocktail capsules. So, instead of getting mom a reason to fill a flower vase with water, get mom the easiest, fastest way to fill her glass with the floral notes of gin. The best cocktails are premium cocktails, and the best day to get it for mom is Mother's Day, because you can get $50 off now for a limited time. Visit bartesian.com/mother to get the best premium cocktail maker for mom at the best price for you. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
You can work from the road while turning your vehicle into a powerful high-speed data Wi-Fi hotspot with AT&T in-car Wi-Fi.
on the network that covers more roads than any other carrier. Connect up to 10 devices and stream conference calls. Finish up that presentation or answer last-minute emails. Go to att.com/in-car Wi-Fi to see if you're eligible for a free trial today. Based on independent third-party data, always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicle is in operation. Compatible device and vehicle required.
Shampoo, he meets and he gets her a he gives her a dance and then he gave her a Casablanca. She never danced salsa in her life.
Wait, what's the Casablanca?
The Casablanca.
You gotta close your eyes.
See, I don't even.
You gotta dance.
First of all, y'all didn't even realize, first of all, I'm with these guys, this was so irresponsible as a label rep.
He was supposed to watch.
I failed this night. My son is there. I failed this night. This night, I let everyone down. My son, Nori that hired me, Riley that looked up to me. I let everyone down that day. So we had a jazz bar. So they're ready to go. They're like, yo, Pooh, they had enough. Right. Because we've been out of the sun is already down, it's dark. Yep. They're like, definitely. Yo, we gone. I'm like, yo, no, go ahead. I said, I got these girls, yo, I'm gonna go. He's like, yo, come on. Let's go. I'm like,
no, I thought I could talk him up until he kissed her. When he kissed her,
he's all the way in.
Yeah, let me just let it go.
Because it was her birthday. Yeah. It was her birthday. Yes. And she started crying. Yes. She was like, no one took care.
Like, by the way, this is how I knew I should have said something because he was with her 12 minutes and she turned around like, no one was there for me on my birthday. Like,
only you.
You only met this asshole 12 minutes ago.
First of all, I'm a great date. I'm a great 30-minute date.
30 minutes? I'm going to give you the best life of your life.
Let's go. You're going to eat lobster.
We got to have a fucking good time.
30 minutes.
30 minutes. After that, you're going to make a life decision.
Do I keep going?
Yo, so hold on. So, all right.
Before
we sitting there burning, or we just finished burning. So I think it's me, Ra, and I forget. I don't know if really was in the room or not. And Dance Rasham, Conan knocked on the door. So Conan knocked on the door, and he was like,
Conan.
He was like, yo, my posse didn't come home. So I was just like,
but the way you say it, was like, your posse didn't come home.
And we in Memphis.
We're not in New York.
They punch him in his ribs.
But listen. But you gotta realize, I'm the leader and I'm the next experience, so don't fold, Nori. In my heart, I'm like,
he was
trying to be professional.
I was like, we can't find shampoo. So I'm like, I'm looking at Conan, but I can't give him the worry. Something's wrong. He all right. He hit me a little while ago. I didn't tell him the ZZ1744. I told him that. I said, he hit me. Don't worry about it. We going. I said, go to your room or we'll come see you. As soon as he went to his room, I said, that nigga in jail.
He got to be locked
up. Raheem said,
call a y'all.
And I remember, this is when racism goes right.
Right.
This is when racism goes right.
Yeah.
Me and Raheem is half Puerto Rican, half black. I happen to be half Puerto Rican and half black. So all of us made one full Latino and one full black person. And we said, stick in this nigga name. And he said, it gotta be a Raymond or Gonzalez.
Nigga's thinking of bad Spanish names.
They just know me and Shampoo.
This is how you know this shit works. We called, and we was like, yo, listen, there can't be a lot of them.
And it was only one.
And they said I was Mexican.
They was like,
we got so,
Nori was all the way on.
And we had to get your shirt color something, right? It was like, yo,
he
had a
blue.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah,
yeah.
You said
you
was the only one in jail with pink on.
Yo,
that's what it was.
So hold on, I'm going to let y'all take over the story. So we like, all right, they're like, yo, you got to give $1,000. So I'm like, all right, bet. So we go down there, we pay, it's a Puerto Rican lady. How the fuck?
Puerto Rican?
Y'all got lucky.
Puerto Rican. It's a Puerto Rican.
Y'all got lucky.
Yo, so she She said, yo, I knew that was you. She said, I knew that was you, because when I called, she said, I knew that was you. She was like, yo, but I suggest you get him out of here immediately. I said, yeah. And I was like, but why did you just say that? She was like, he is the only one here.
Like, with a pink shirt on. Like, Spanish, she's like, with a pink
there's
shirt.
No other Spanish people here. So it might not go good.
I was the only one there.
That is a
I was.
What was the charge?
Kiss by the way, stop giving out blunts. This is a cutoff now.
No, I stole that. Listen, don't give no blunts away. Forbes is a legend. Look, I said, yo, let me get a blunt. He pointed to the weed, like, get you some weed. I stole the blunt.
First of all, I just had to tell him.
Hold on, let me finish up the story. So I go and I pay the money. Then Shampoo calls me.
Yep.
And he goes, yo, I'm out. I just bailed myself out. I said,
like,
yeah,
nigga, we bailed you
I bailed you out. He said, no, you didn't.
I gave him the money.
I gave him the money. I went right back to that jail immediately. Go get back my money, man. But the fact is, she knew me.
Double pay?
Yeah. But the fact is, she
got the same shit you do.
Because,
I'm going to tell you now. Okay.
Because out this here in New York, like other states, y'all lucky. New York, we can't do that. You can have 10 bands on you. You can't bail yourself out of New York. Yeah. So, yeah. Nori, so, I mean, you know, Shampoo didn't know that. So, when Shampoo went in, he like, oh, shit, we can bail ourselves out. He had money. So, you know, he bailed himself out. He had money on his car. But that's Nori bailed him out not knowing that. So,
Did you get the money back, though?
No, so now let me tell you the
charges. We need to know the charges.
All right, this one happened
for you
from
to tell it, it has to start.
I'm
going to start
from
the
bar. So, from the bar, right? So I'm with these guys. We bouncing bar to bar, bar to bar, bar to bar.
Portness mentioned it was our day off.
It was our day off, and we're on Bourbon Street. We got homeless people flipping, kids flipping. Oh, Nori giving these kids $20. We're the shit. We're like 30 deep. We're 30 deep. We're bouncing. Everybody, oh my God, Noriega. Yeah, this Goodville Gang. Oh shit, Goodville Gang. So this is the introduction of. No, it's not Shampoo. It's Goodville Gang. I'm just the fucking guy behind the guys.
Yeah.
So I'm just pushing, right? So now we bouncing. Now I meet this girl, right? I met her at a jazz bar. This is the jazz. No, I met her at the seafood bar. Mm-hmm. So I buy oysters.
Right.
I'm like, yo. Yo.
That shit got you horny.
Got me ready. So I'm like, yo, you know what? Yo, let's get 2 dozen oysters.
2 dozen.
And I was like, we in?
And yo, exactly.
And then he's like, all right, we in then. Fuck it. Then, you know, we eating the shit. Shorty coming. I'm chilling. So then I'm like, I already see them. And I was like, yo, we out. I was like, nah. Yo, we leaving? Nah, I'm not leaving.
Because then her friends left. Remember, she was with friends.
Yeah, yeah,
her friends left, and I knew you outdid it. Yeah. I was like, you outdid our welcome.
Her friends slid off, and the NO was like, yo, we out. I'm like, nah, I think I got something right here. I said, I think I got something right here. You know what I mean?
But you had the oysters and a little piece.
Yeah, a little piece. I wasn't on PC, right? So this is what happens, right? So I'm still bouncing around. They take off. So now I ask somebody, I'm like, yo, I'm looking, I'm trying to buy ecstasy or Molly.
Trying to win.
They say, yo, you could buy it, come with me. And I'm in Memphis. First of all, you know how stupid it is? You know how out of line? I go to the projects.
Yeah, I'm gonna say how out of line.
Across the street with this guy. I don't know who this guy is.
Project
he brings
Pat's
me
cousin.
To the club, yep. to the cross street. I buy ecstasy and weed from the fucking projects.
As a label rep.
This
Does
is
the
before.
Girl have anything to do
as a label rep. Exactly.
Look at that.
I found these guys. I did so. This was was a horrible moment for me as a rapper.
She wanted a little something.
No, she was it was about her. She wanted a goal.
It was about you.
She right. So I wanted to have because that was my weekend thing at that time. No, I'm about to tell you.
Get to where the police.
Right. So now, I have the weed and the ecstasy in my pocket. I'm outside with her. They all gone. She starts crying and says, "Shampoo, I want to thank you so much. It's my birthday. I had a great time. So now I'm kissing her. Mwah, Casablanca. Casablanca. If you don't know, if you ain't never Casablanca woman, I'm gonna introduce you. Look at her eyes. I don't know if he ever did this to you. If he never, you need him to tell him to do this. He looks you in the eye, he holds your face and goes, mwah.
And then he goes, mwah.
And then he goes, that's the Casablanca.
Oh my God.
That's the Casablanca. So I'm all in, right? So now she's like, I'm Casablanca. And all of a sudden, a cop car pull up.
And during the Casablanca.
So I look back, the cops jump out. In the middle of my kiss, yeah. They jump out.
He's hating. Yeah.
They say, yeah, you okay? We see him hit you.
Oh shit.
Exactly.
Exactly.
That's some racist shit. That's the racist shit.
So they're like, get against the.
There was white cops?
White cops, both of them.
Of course. Wow.
They're like, get against the car. Now she's bugging out.
Oh my God. No, he's with me. Why are you doing this to him?
They
thought she wasn't saying, yes, he hit me.
No, she's on the hood. And they put it on the hood. And they put it on the hood, and then she said, oh my God, I don't know him. This is my first time meeting him. So now I'm looking at her like, yo, what the fuck is wrong with you?
Oh.
Yo! So now they're like, I'm cuffed. And I'm like, yo, she's like, oh my God, why you got drugs? I don't know why you got drugs. And I'm like, yo, this is crazy. I'm ready to, we just Casablanca. We was together 2 minutes ago. We was a full couple. We looked in the eyeballs. Yo, we was together. I get you. And then that's when they brought me in the fucking jail.
So you got shot for weed and a little bit.
No, domestic violence first.
Yeah.
Exactly.
So it's safe to say, you're part of the black man.
Right? God bless me, I had $1,700 in my pocket.
Yeah.
God bless me. So I go through the system, right? Uh-huh. So now I'm wearing a pink shirt that says Conan because when I'm promoting Conan. Nori's promoting Good Bell Gang. And Nori, this was a deal, right? Because Nori knows me for a long time. I worked at Def Jam, I still do. And then they called me and said, yo, we need you to go upstairs to Rock La Familia to fuck with this Oye Mi Canto's fucking record. Noriega, he's going upstairs now to Rock La Familia. I'm like, what is that? They're like, you got to go upstairs and talk to OG Juan. I'm like, I go upstairs. They're like, yo, you got to go on the road. Boom, that's when we started fucking around. Yeah. So now, right, so I go through the system, right? I'm all in, right? Because Norby's like, yo, I need you to drive for me. I say, cool, if you let my son perform, no problem. Yep. Your son performed he opened up for Good Bell Gang, and then, you know, you drive the tour, no problem. I drove the tour, he said, I'm gonna pay you, and I'm gonna make sure your son is good, and yeah, straight, boom, that was the deal. So I'm driving the whole tour. I get fucking arrested in Memphis. So, right, I go through the system. Now, I'm ready. I don't know what the fuck I'm doing because I'm in Memphis. I never been arrested in Memphis. Like, I know what happens in New York.
Did they whoop on you a little bit?
No, they didn't. Right. So now, right, I asked the officer, right? I said, hey, are you able to bail out here? She said, no. Why don't you sit down? I said, oh, I'm sorry, I sit down. All of a sudden, this big, big black dude come through, a sergeant, white shirt come through. He looks
black?
Yeah, he's black. He looks and says, yo, where you from, man? I said, yo, I'm from Brooklyn, I'm from New York. He said, what you doing out here? They say I'm on tour with Noriega. I just got caught up on some bullshit, man. He said Noriega.
That's how Nori always get in trouble.
He said Noriega. Yo, he said Noriega. He said Noriega the rapper. I said yeah, I'm on tour with him. He said yo, I'm from Queens. I like word.
Let's
I'm like yo. He said yo, you got money on you. I said yeah. You want to bail yourself out? I was like yeah. The other cop said, and I said wait right here. He came back. Ramirez.
Legend.
And I said, yo, it's $1,500. I paid the $1,500. Boom, I get out. I call N.O. Yo, I'm out. I just bailed myself out. He said, no, you didn't. I bailed you out. He said, no, you didn't. Nigga, I just fucking paid $1,500. He said, no, you didn't, bro. I just fucking paid right now to get bailed you out. Mm-hmm. He said, nah. So we go back to Bell Bondsman.
Yeah.
And the girl was like, that's Nori, right? From Queens. Nah, we don't give the money back, but you from Queens. Here's your money.
I swear to God.
And this whole day was some Queens shit. This whole day was Queens shit. I'm in jail. The big homie is like, what? I'm from Queens, nigga. You got money? You out of here. Then I go there. She's like, we don't give money back, but he's from Queens. I'm from Queens. Here's some money. I'm like, yo, this is some bullshit Queens shit. I'm out. Queens. Thank you, Queens.
I'm not gonna lie. Memphis is a wild place.
And first of all, Nori was like, yo, fuck that. Yo, no, outside, see, I'm out. Y'all gotta go to court tomorrow because in Memphis, you go to court the next day.
He's like, fuck that.
He's like, yo, fuck that shit. We never coming back. Get out of here. We out of here. I said, hell no. And no, I ain't listening to you, nigga. With my luck.
I
would be on a tour with y'all for Drink Champs. We're just going to a gas station.
Yeah.
They run the plate, and I'm the one that goes to jail.
Yeah. No, that's a fact. But back then, you could do that. You could actually catch a case. As long as it ain't a felony, you could catch a case, anything, whatever, as long as it's not a felony, and not go to that state. And there's no bitch warrants. Yeah, they don't send out.
Really, it's like you ain't really getting stopped.
Yeah, but I ain't believe Nori. I was like, I ain't falling for this one.
But hold on, we got to stay in Memphis.
Hold on.
I'm gonna ask him
if
you would see that girl, what would you say to her?
Bitch, you the fuck! You need to hold me down.
Nah,
you ain't
send
me
no
bail money.
Thanks for joining us for another episode of Drink Champs, hosted by yours truly, DJ EFN and NORE. Please make sure to follow us on all our socials. That's at Drink Champs across all platforms, at The Real Noriega on IG, at Noriega on Twitter. Mine is at Who's Crazy on IG, at DJ EFN on Twitter, and most importantly, stay up to date with the latest releases, news, and merch by going to drinkchamps.com.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work and traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
This is Amy Brown from Four Things with Amy Brown. Today, healthier is happening at CVS Health in more ways than you've ever seen. It's wellness destinations for seniors, including select locations with Oak Street Health and CVS Pharmacy. It's doctors, nurses, pharmacists, and everyone in between offering quality care and support virtually, in person, and on the phone. It's in-home evaluations through Signify Health and meeting mental health needs through Aetna. And those are just a few of the ways that healthier is happening. To see more, visit cvshealth.com/healthierhappenstogether. CVS Pharmacy, Oak Street Health, CVS Specialty, Signify Health, and Aetna are part of CVS Health. Eligibility and services vary by location and individual.